Friday was notable for a certain event that made the newspapers and the news somewhat. What was the notable event, Molly?
Black Friday.
Can anybody explain what Black Friday is? Laura's going to have this one.
It's supposed to be cheap shopping, but it ended up in riot.
It's supposed to be cheap shopping, prices reduced. Gather this comes from America there. Well, there it is. But ended in riots. So what kinds of pictures were appearing? What did we see in the papers, on the news? What sorts of things, Stanley?
Huge crowds of people being hit by TVs.
Huge crowds of people being hit by TVs and boxes of people with stuff trying to wrestle it out of somebody else's grasp. On the radio I heard there were people queuing up 5 o'clock in the morning, ready for when the doors would open and all these goodies which are there at cut price apparently that particular Friday, which follows after Thanksgiving, I think, in America. It's a sort of way they do it there now, and it's caught on over here. Doors flung open, and then people just surge in and make a beeline for whatever it is that they wanted, that they thought was going to be on reduced sort of offer there, and they were going to get it at all costs. And it was at all costs. Well, the pictures I saw there, people pushing people out of the way here, holding on to the box here with these sort of determined faces, and others trying to get a sort of finger hold on it to try and wrestle it away from them. Well, what a spectacle indeed. Police having to be called in to deal with the crowds and arguing over whose it was or who got there first or who had a bigger sort of hand round the thing when it was sort of, you know, available there. What a sight. All those people desperate. It was interesting, isn't it? It's the same sort of gear that they all went looting to get a few years back in the summer, wasn't it? There, all this electrical goods and things there and wanting to take this stuff. Ready to push people out the way and ready to wrestle their way to get a television set. Television set. Well, it'll wear out, I expect, in a few years' time. They'll need a new one. And all the other gear there that they got, which was so important, that they'll be willing to behave virtually like animals. Some of them there to get hold of it at that price. It'll wear out and it'll need replacing. And they'll have to go through the whole cycle again. In the Bible, it tells us that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. How interesting. Do you know who said that? Who said those words? Who said those words? Who do you think? I'll tell you then. Jesus Christ said those words. What was he saying? This sounds strange. Violence and the kingdom of heaven suffering violence and the violence taking it by force. Oh, surely this must be talking about the sorts of people we were seeing on the television and in the newspapers there, just sort of pushing and shoving and... No, he was actually talking about wise people. Wise people. Who actually would be the sort of people who might get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and start queuing. And who would let nothing, but nothing, get in the way of them receiving, getting, laying hold of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. That is worth getting up very early for. That is worth surrendering dignity and pride for. That is worth giving up everything and anything in order to be in possession and to be a member of the kingdom of heaven. Who is the king of the kingdom of heaven? Who might the king of that be? Who do we think? Stanley?
Jesus.
The Lord Jesus Christ. To have him is worth everything. And the wonderful thing is that today, I didn't see it happen there. Maybe you tell me. I go out there and maybe things happen in here I don't see. I didn't know that people are wrestling each other out the way. Oh, I want this seat here or I want to be sat there. I don't think that happened. We haven't had to call the police or anything like that. But our desire and our hunger to know the Lord and to have him as our Saviour should make us prepared and willing to do everything and anything in order to have him. Those poor people there, all of that effort, all of that behaviour, all of that determination for a television set. For a television set. You have offered to use something of eternal worth that will outlast any goods of this world, that will provide for you today, tomorrow, and into eternity, that will secure your future, your eternal welfare, once for all, forever. Well, here we are, urging violence of the right kind. Yes, you desire and not give yourself rest until you know Jesus Christ, your Saviour, your Lord, and that you have everlasting life. Make it not a black Sunday, but a bright Sunday today for your soul. Let's sing our next hymn, 279. Christ is coming, let creation.